Welcome back to the Action Sit Rep. I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Deb.
And we are here to talk about The Night Agent on Netflix.
Yeah, created by the same guy who created and executive produced The Shield, one of my favorite shows
Oh, really? I
ever.
didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
Cool. I really enjoyed this a lot. I will say, like, it's not shocking. It's not
Yeah.
surprising. You know, and if you watch a lot of these kinds of shows, but it is a show like there's not gonna we'll just say we're not gonna have major spoilers for the show because it is definitely one that has its twists and turns. However, if you watch these kinds of shows, you're gonna be like, yep, saw that coming.
Yeah.
Could have called that. Yep. Check, check, check. Could have called that all the way down. But it's still super fun to watch.
Yeah, that in the end, that's how I thought too. I'm like, okay, because I binged it, and it's a very easily bingeable show. Like you just keep going, and it's entertaining. It's not super intelligent. It's not, nothing's really surprising. But in the end, it was worth watching because it's very entertaining. And so you have to suspend disbelief quite a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought for the most part, I thought I liked the cast. I did not, I thought that the daughter, Maddie, I was not a fan of her actress. I thought she had like one face and it
It
was
is, yeah.
that face all the time.
Yeah, it was.
Or it was like straight face and then that face and then back to straight face and then that face. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Well, she's presented as such a disagreeable character for so long throughout it that when you finally find out why she's like that, which certainly did justify how crabby pants she was all the time, you just didn't care anymore. Like, damn, you know, yeah,
But even
I get
then, it
it.
just her disagreeable. It was just so one note. Her
Yeah.
face just like she just doesn't give off
Well, I
anything.
have a feeling that that had to have been a director's note for almost everyone in this, because the same thing with Diane Farr.
Yeah,
Come,
that's
I
true.
mean.
Maybe they were all just, they're like, you are being typecast in this character, and this is your character. This is, we're not going deep, guys. This is who you're playing. You are playing the damsel in distress who is also really smart and going to come through the end. You are the hero, but kind of like a golden retriever, little puppy dog. Blink, blink. Make your eyes big. So cute. Oh, you know, like.
Yeah, that was a consistent thing for me, is that the performances,
But
with
why the
a few
hers just stood out,
exceptions,
I guess.
yeah, were just so, they were pretty wooden. And I just thought, okay, like Peter was the same way, just sort of one note. And is this, do we think all FBI agents are like this? They're just completely unemotional
Yes.
through the whole thing? I
Maybe.
mean, but then you get to the one female, and
Yeah.
she's like irrationally emotional at times.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, what's going on there? And then the sort of strong female point of the show with the chief of staff, Diane Farr, was so rigidly contained that, again, it was like every line sounded exactly the same, no matter what she was saying, until the end, there was a little bit of emotion out of her. But it was just so, it's like, is this what you think of the women who are in power positions have to act like? I mean, this is ridiculous.
Maybe, yeah, I could, yeah. She was not my favorite character for a lot of reasons. Yeah, but like we said, I mean, it is a fun, it's totally worth a watch. Absolutely, you know, worth watching. It's entertaining. You know, I thought it was fun. It's fun.
There's a lot going on, like two or three storylines going on
Yeah, and you
throughout
don't
it.
really realize it at the time. Like it kind of, you think it's one big thing, and that's one of the twists that, you know, you kind of have to keep an eye out for.
Mm-hmm.
But we won't tell you what they right. are, because this is definitely one that, even though, like I said, if you watch a lot of these, it's not going to be a shock to you. You know, going along the journey is part of the fun.
I think it's funny. I came out of it and my favorite performance was Ellen, the female assassin. You know, what is that saying for the development of the other characters, that the female assassin is the one with the most emotional range in the whole thing? And she's a sociopath.
She was crazy. Man, she was crazy pants. I want a baby, yeah. But I guess that's not a major spoil. It's just a personality when she's like, I want a baby, but it has to be one that we've stolen, not one we can give birth to.
Yeah, a little crazy.
Yeah, it was, yeah, I mean, it was fun.
Yep. You do have to, like I said, you know, just when you see a plot hole coming at you and you know you're going to need like four tractor trailers to plug that thing up, just let it go.
Yeah.
Just let it go. And a whole lot of like, you know, you have the opportunity to not do that, and yet you did it. Like, let's have all of our characters on the run, sit in front of the window everywhere they go.
Oh my God. I'll tell you what, the one that got me was towards the end, the president makes a decision about cutting someone out of something that came out of nowhere.
Right.
I was like, wait, what? All of a sudden, conveniently.
Yeah.
That, you know, like things like that were like just crazy. I don't know.
Well, and I don't know. How believable is it that those so many people that close to the president could be so have this whole awful plot going on, including the Secret Service agents and some of the FBI people, and the president is completely 100% clueless?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I can believe that there are people that evil, that close to the president, because we've seen it. But for the president to be clueless, completely clueless, I don't know. Not buying that. I was so hoping as I was watching it that they weren't going to go, and now they fall in love. Why?
I know. All, I was like, guys,
it's
been days. You're on the run, and he's leaving.
And he's leaving. You have no chemistry.
No chemistry.
None. Why force it?
And nothing in common.
Right.
Zip, zero in common. And he's hot, but he has zero personality.
Right.
Got big, big old brown puppy dog eyes. No personality.
Meanwhile, I really liked her character.
Yeah.
I thought she was fun. She was
her in real life. That character in real life would not be all over Mr. I'm not going to show any emotion or tell you anything about myself.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I want to have sex with you because you're hot, but then that's going to be the extent of this.
Right. Yeah. That felt really forced. Yeah. If there had maybe been more chemistry between the actors or between the characters, it would have made more sense. But it would just came out of like, no.
Yeah, even after they were together, then they would like do something and I'd be like, oh yeah, they had sex. Like, I would like totally forget about it until they would make a point of doing something rather than being any kind of like simmering whatever in the meantime.
Right. And
you need to bring Dan in. Dan has chemistry with everybody. They just put Dan on the screen and it's like, did he have sex with everyone?
Almost. And again, they're on the run. How many times have people just jumped out of nowhere and started shooting at them? But we'll just take some time to have some sex.
Both blow some steam, you know?
Yeah. That was just, you could have avoided that. You didn't have to go down that stupid trope. Just leave it. Just allow two people to have an adventure like this and just be friends like they would in the real world.
Yeah.
So yeah, you have to suspend disbelief quite a bit. And you often have to wait for the action to catch up with you because you figured it out, you know, two episodes ago. But
it is, but like I said, it is super, it's really fun. It's very entertaining. It's super hot right now.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's definitely worth watching. It's not, you know, it's a really
better than
fun
Jack
one.
Ryan. I mean, the better than the last two seasons of Jack Ryan. I like the first season. I'm super disappointed in the last two.
Yeah.
But
although I thought the third season was better than the second season.
Yeah, second season.
Well, because it got back to business.
I think I don't think I ever watched the last two episodes of the second season.
Well, I did at least watch the whole thing. But I'm glad it was like, all right, you know, no, we don't want to watch Jack Ryan have a romantic interest. We want to watch him do his spy shit. Yeah. So, and season three got back to that much more heavily. So I think, yeah, it was much better than season two.
But yeah, this was good. So in other words, have you been keeping up with The Mandalorian?
I have, and loving it.
Yes, I am so excited by all the Mandalorians.
Yeah.
I love that they like have all of them. I just love them all together. And like the big Mandalorian, he's like awesome with his giant gun. Oh my gosh, he's one of my favorites.
Well, you know who plays him, right?
No.
Dave Bautista. Isn't that Dave?
Oh, really? I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Sounds like him. I thought it was.
Okay, you need to look that up and verify it.
We pause.
So it is.
It's not him.
Brendan Wayne. Yep.
And
he does
like
have
Dave
that like
Bautista.
Deep. Yeah, he has that deep voice. And totally, I can see that. But
in the same way that Pedro Pascal in his Mandalorian getup sounds just like Timothy Oliphant. Do you ever notice that?
Yeah.
I have to remind myself sometimes that he's not in there.
Oh, Pedro. Yeah. I'm so, yeah. It's great. I'm really impressed. You know, I think my least favorite episode has been the one all about the freaking doctor, though. I was like, what? Mwah. And I get it wasn't really about the doctor. It's really about that other, you know, her and like seeing like her role, and it's going to be about Moff Gideon and stuff. But like,
with so little
episode
time.
Was so boring. Yeah. Yeah. And it was so long, and I was like, do we really have to go through all of this?
Yeah. I mean, I'm hoping at some point something happens that justifies using a whole episode when you have so little time in a season of this show. So little time.
I just can't imagine, because I'm thinking, like, you could have demonstrated her being a part of, you know, her, this like trickery she's using, without having like shown so much of the doctor's like being in the office and the day-to-day and whatever, because he like just has brain fried. Obviously the future is not going to fucking revolve around him. Why do we just spend so much time on his boring shit and like going into the yes, he was an interesting character that we saw. Did I ever once think about him again? Nope. Did I care what happened to him? Nope. Not even a little bit. I have not thought about him since that episode. So it's not like one of those, where, what happened to him then? You know, like, we could have just,
It could have shown us how awful she is without investing that. Unless there's a payoff for it later on. Unless something happens that brings us back to him. Otherwise, it could have been done better. It felt like filler. And there's not time on a show with episodes this short and so few episodes to have that large of a filler.
They're such good episodes. Why would you throw us a shit episode? Give us more Mandalorians.
Yeah,
I love the Mandalorians.
And I want more baby Yoda too. Grogu.
It's so funny. I was watching this last one and I thought, why is he so compelling? He's so freaking cute and he's so compelling. And literally, he's just a puppet that looks around, blinks, and frowns. He doesn't do anything, but he's like,
well, he has a couple times.
I know, he like flips in the air, but you know what I mean? Like, in general, he himself, like, it's not like his, he's not like talking or whatever, but he's so freaking cute. It's raw. Like, I'm obsessed with him.
Well, his value is in knowing, is his importance.
Yeah.
To it's just the amazing
how much he, I don't know. It's just, yeah, it's like what you can do with a character. It's like Wilson from, what is that, Tom Hanks?
Castaway.
Castaway. Yeah. How much we all cared about Wilson, a ball that we all knew was a ball. But yet when Wilson got lost, I cried.
Yeah. Well, it was the, you know.
It was devastating.
It was the death of his hope.
You know? I mean, it was fucking devastating. And it was a ball.
Yeah. But it was what kept him human, and that was gone, and he just gave up.
Grogu's more than a ball, so I guess it's not surprising.
Grogu at least breathes
and blinks his little eyes, blinks his little ears, and looks over and goes, like, do you really want me to hit this guy with my paintballs? Oh man,
but man, he comes through when you need him, so
yeah. Yeah, he does.
Did you watch Yellow Jackets?
It premiered. I have not. No.
Oh, okay.
Is the whole second season out?
No, it's a show that comes out once a week, every Friday. Okay. So,
by the way you said that, I thought, oh, did it come out? Oh, come out and I miss it.
No, I wish. Oh my God. Although it's kind of, you know, it's kind of fun every once in a while to go back to a show that's a weekly and that you have to wait for and build. And Yellow Jackets is so good. That I was very excited for it to start. And now we're 2 episodes in. So you're not far behind. You can get going on it.
Yeah. All right. I need to watch that. Awesome.
And I also watched the new Leonardo DiCaprio movie, Tetris, about how Tetris, the game, came about, the history of it, and all the intrigue and spy shit and Russian stuff. If you're at all familiar with the story, if you've heard the story of how it became Tetris, then it's really quite entertaining. I enjoyed it. There's a lot of business lingo and businessy sort of intrigue going on that can get a little thick at times, but it's what happened. So it's interesting. Through the whole thing, I was thinking, you know, I don't think if this was happening now, they'd give a the Russians would just kill them.
Interesting.
I just don't care. I just don't, you know, it was the difference of when this actually happened compared to now with, you know, somebody who wouldn't tolerate any of it and would just get rid of everyone involved.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I thought it was well worth watching. I haven't seen any reviews or anything of what people think of it. I certainly don't know enough about gaming to get that into it, but I found it engrossing. I really enjoyed it.
I went and saw the D&D movie.
You did?
I did.
Did you like it?
I did.
Yay.
Yeah. It was really fun. I mean, you know, it's a silly, cheesy movie, but I was concerned, you know, with some friends who I play D&D with, and I was concerned where we all were going in, because, you know, how you capture the spirit of D&D without it just being another fantasy movie, you know, because they're not going to be like rolling dice on the movie, because part of the joy of D&D is that sort of that probability that you can be trying to set up this insane storyline or acting it out or whatever, and then you roll shit and it all goes to shit, you know, and you don't know, you have no
control. Sort of like real life.
Yeah. So it's like that, like, how do you do that in a movie, you know? And we were sort of wondering how they were going to do that, but they did a phenomenal job of walking that fine line of giving a really, you know, great story, lots of great humor, but adding in all these like fun things that like actual D&D fans would pick up on. You know,
cool.
like there's one of these like sort of famous spells that people run across where it's like you can talk to the dead, right? But you only get 5 questions. So something that will happen in games where they're like, so I only get 5 questions, right? And they'll go like, yes.
No,
and they're like,
4.
Wait, was that one of the questions? Yes.
Yes.
Two down.
You know?
And that this is like how it went in the movie, you know? Yeah. And it's like those things where you're like, oh my God. And you're like, yeah, what happened like in the game, you know, or these things. They're like, you know, one of the creatures that pops up from the druid turns into is an owlbear. And I literally like looked at my friend and we both went, because it's like this, like one of the most famous things that people get so excited about. Cause it's like imagine the shape of a bear, but it looks like an owl face with like covered in feathers, like the coolest thing you could imagine, you know? And then there's one on screen. It's an owl bear, you know?
It's everything I dreamed of.
Yeah. Yay. You know, and it's just the things like one of the characters, Renee, oh, it's just that, the guy from Bridgerton. The lead actor from the first season of Bridgerton. He plays a paladin and he comes in and he plays what is like the sort of made fun of stereotypical paladin, which is like no sense of humor, doesn't understand sarcasm, doesn't understand idioms, you know, like perfectly good, the hero, the, you know, whatever. And it's just like all the like little, I don't know, they just did a great job. It was really fun. So if you're a fan of that kind of stuff, you should go check it out.
Well, I just
don't know how many people listen to our podcast also play D&D, but maybe you're a secret nerd like me, or a not so secret nerd.
Well, I'm guessing there's probably quite a few of them. You know. But I just think it's cool and long overdue that D&D gets some sort of positive attention and, you know, something fun.
It's because not Satan worshiping.
Exactly. For how long has that bullshit been going on?
Oh, my God.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
It's just acting out.
It's just something. A game. Yeah.
So it's our way of playing fantasy football. All right.
Exactly.
If you like football and you play fantasy football, you don't get to make fun of nerds playing D&D because that's our way of playing fantasy football with the thing that we're into.
Yep, exactly. So yeah, I haven't seen it yet. I was planning on going to it whenever it shows up in this area. Because
you should go check it out. It's super cute. Chris Pine does a great job. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be critics who tear it apart because, you know, anything that's like that with fantasy stuff. But I thought it was super enjoyable.
How are the gamers liking it?
I've seen mostly positive reviews.
Cool.
All my friends who play have enjoyed it.
Excellent. That's awesome.
So, yeah.
Yeah. It's nice to see some things being treated with real creative integrity, you know, like all of us, Last of Us. I'm constantly calling it All of Us when I'm talking to friends about it.
That's funny. Yeah.
Which they do as well. It's like, why does that keep happening?
But it's nice to see it get a little bit of like positive press. I mean, Chris Pine, I've seen him in a few. Now, of course, some of this he has to do, but I haven't seen the other actors talk about D&D the same way he has. But he's like, he was talking about I don't play computer games, I don't play video games. So I was kind of like iffy on whether I'd actually play the thing that I was. But then I realized D&D is just acting, which I like to do. And he's like, and I got with some friends and I have started playing, and he's like, and I actually really enjoy it, you know. And it's like, okay, so, you know, think about like Joe Manganiello, or I always forget how to say his name, you know, who has like a big, you know, he does it online, has a big YouTube channel where he does it and has all celebrities come in. So like, you know, it's nice to see some make it cool ish. So the night manager.
Except it's the night agent.
Yeah, the night agent, not the night. I keep in my head, I have had to correct myself every time The night manager is Tom Hiddleston. The night agent is what we are reviewing.
When it first popped up as just like, as I was going through, you know, creating lists of things to watch, it just came up, the night agent. I thought, oh, there's a second season.
Okay, I'm glad it's not just me.
I'm so excited. I'm like, oh, there's a second season. I'm like, the hell is that? What, do they have all new characters? Oh, you idiots. Not the same
thing. They're all back to life.
Yeah. Well, anyways, Night Manager, that was really good.
It's a great book, hard to read.
I enjoyed that. A second season would be awesome.
It's him bringing everybody back to life as exactly. He works back up the hotel.
Be amazing. We could have a prequel. That's what you do now when you've killed everybody off, but you need to still make some more money.
Right. Anyways, so that's The Night Agent. So we recommend it. You know, it's not Shakespeare, but we don't watch Shakespeare, so.
I do.
We don't review Shakespeare. There we go. It's a
creative action thing. <It's kidding. laughs>
Anyways, The Night Agent, go check it out. Let us know what you thought, and we will be back.
Yeah.
And we will catch you next time.